Thank you, Mr. President, Madam Director General, dear colleagues. I'm delighted to be here today addressing you all on behalf of the United Kingdom. Together we've come a long way on health, in combating infectious diseases and the diseases of poverty. Yet we are also increasingly experiencing the consequences of development of global threats to health in the future through non-communicable diseases which just decades ago were primarily the concerns of the rich. The scale and nature of our population health challenges are changing, and our response must change too. In shaping that response, I want to make just 3 points. The first is that this is not a competition between the Millennium Development Goals and the response to non-communicable diseases. We have learned a lot over the past decade and have seen what large global mobilization of funding and people and awareness can achieve. But we've also seen the risks of vertical programming and of separating the response to one set of health problems from the rest of the health service. We need to learn those lessons, and we need to understand and act to improve population health by acting on the wider determinants of health and the infrastructure of health care. It is a strategy which is right in tackling the effects of poverty and vulnerability to infectious diseases. It is also a strategy to tackle the causes of NCDs, where major demographic and development changes are leading to an increasing prevalence of chronic disease. My second key point is this. We need to pick the right tools for the job, for prevention and control, for communicable and non-communicable disease. There's no denying we've made vast health gains through immunization, a powerful, cost-effective mechanism to reduce mortality in some circumstances, and maintaining that momentum is crucial. In particular, I hope that many of you will attend and enthusiastically support the Global Alliance for Vaccination and Immunization Replenishment in the United Kingdom in June, and that together we continue the excellent efforts being made towards polio eradication. In terms of the right tools for NCDs, WHO has done an excellent job at mapping both the extent of the problem and best buy practical solutions. We in the United Kingdom are making progress on some of the key areas WHO highlights, and we stand ready to share experiences with others. For example, our new tobacco control plan in England, for which there are comparable efforts elsewhere in the United Kingdom. I want to urge all countries that have not yet done so to become a party to the Framework Convention and to use evidence-based guidelines to help implement tobacco control policies. We are determined to do so increasingly effectively. Another example is our National Health Service Health Checks Programme, which includes an assessment for those at risk of developing diabetes, as well as cardiovascular and kidney disease. This programme has real potential to identify people at risk of type 2 diabetes early and prevent its debilitating complications. Or a third example, we've made progress on salt. We are making further progress in the future with industry and other partners in the United Kingdom, and we co-hosted a meeting with WHO in 2010 on creating an enabling environment for salt reduction. But however hard we try, we cannot eradicate chronic disease. We need resilient and effective health systems that can cope with both communicable and non-communicable diseases. WHO has again shown the way, setting out evidence and guidance, offering support to help countries ensure their arrangements are equitable and efficient. The United Kingdom's Department for International Development is supporting WHO in this important work. I also want to highlight the recently launched Health Partnership Scheme, which enables UK health organisations to build partnerships directly with their developing country counterparts to foster an increased and mutual exchange of ideas and skills. My final key message is that for challenges of this scale, leadership is a necessity. We need clarity of vision and purpose with the means to make things happen. We need the World Health Organization as much as ever. But we, all of us, need to prioritize what we ask the WHO to do. Our recent multilateral aid review has helped to identify key United Kingdom reform priorities for WHO. The Future Financing Initiative represents a great opportunity to take forward these reforms. We fully support the Director General and her staff in this agenda. Let me finish by saying this. We have a huge opportunity, an opportunity to transform health in this world, to combat diseases we thought were diseases of the past, and diseases of poverty, to reduce the prevalence of chronic disease as health and longevity improve, to secure not just greater life expectancy, but disability-free life expectancy, not just adding years to our lives, but life to our years. It is an opportunity for us to ensure global resilience against all health threats, an opportunity for national governments to lead in developing the healthcare solutions that work best for them. Thank you for your attention.